Welcome back to About Music, the Art of Listening. We continue our exploration of the music of Haydn today. In the last 2 weeks, we looked at his use of balanced form and structure, his use of motivic development and variation, his establishment of the four-movement sonata-type structure, his wonderful sense of humor and wit, and the wide range of emotions found in his music. Our opening piece today, which was from his piano sonata in E-flat, once again shows his sense of humor, but it also illustrated his bold use of harmony while keeping a very clean and clear structure. Let's look a little bit more at this innovative use of harmony. In his symphony No. 44 in E minor, which is nicknamed Trauer or Grieving, this is part of Haydn's Sturm und Drang period. The symphony uses harmonic tension and unexpected modulations characteristic of his more emotionally intense works. Listen for this in all four movements. An entire four-movement symphony in a minor key is most certainly remarkable.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, going back to the piano sonata in E flat major that we heard earlier today, this sonata is also known for its bold harmonic language, which includes striking modulations and inventive uses of chromaticism. I would like you to focus as we listen to the first movement and listen for the unusual harmonies, and also listen for the abrupt changes of key that occur so frequently. Listen for where he leads us with a small pause, and then he suddenly switches the key to a completely different key.
Thank you.
Textural clarity and use of dynamic contrasts are another feature that we listen for in Haydn's music. You will have heard these in the sonata that we've just listened to, but let's listen again to the piano trio in G major, which is nicknamed the Gypsy. Take note how clear the writing is for the three instruments, how easy it is to follow, and in fact remind yourself that this has been a characteristic of all the music we heard today and in the last two programs. The final movement of this piano trio features energetic dynamic contrasts and rhythmic shifts, including sudden, loud, and soft passages, and lots of accentuation that adds to the excitement.
Thank you.
Next week, I'm going to review Haydn's symphonic and chamber music innovation and consider how this influenced later composers, particularly Mozart and Beethoven. That will then lead us into a comparison with Mozart and Beethoven, and I want to begin looking at how we tell these three composers apart. I hope you will join me for that.
Thank you.